Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
Water cooler. Water cooler. Water cooler. Dun.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 163. But as you all know it, 69 plus 69 plus 25. Thank you so much for tuning in to this show where I, Chris Loxamana, hang out with my friends here over at the Adam Carolla Show, Carolla Digital Podcast One, whatever you want to call us. We drink some drinks, we chat the chat, and we enjoy each other's company. With me today, joining us in studio, Kalen Bean's here.
What's happening?
Nothing much. Kalen Bean, thank you so much for being here. How
Absolutely.
Are you?
Absolutely. I'm doing fine.
Oh, it's great to have you.
Great to see you, as always.
Insomniac's here.
Yo.
Dang. So smooth.
Silky smooth.
So smooth. And Gary Smith's here.
Sup?
What's up? Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hey. Oh, I haven't seen the new ones yet. Oh, no. I'm really worried. That's why I haven't heard much about them.
Ah, oh, come on.
And Mike Dawson's here.
What's up, Bobo boys?
That's right. What's up? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Yeah, the Arrested Development, is it going to be one of those shows where it's just the golden years, our seasons one through
three,
and then...
Correct.
Yeah.
But that's a bummer.
That being said,
it's so good.
That being said, the second half of season five is better than the first half.
Honestly,
season five is better than season four.
It's a sad day. I put on the new episode of it, and I was just like, I lost it. I lost it. I'm done. I'm out.
Now, I have this.
And that hurts real deep.
I have this philosophical question for you, Matt. Did the show change, or did you change?
No. Both.
Oh my God. Mm. It's probably a little bit
I'm
of
gonna
A
say
and B.
Both.
It's a little bit of both. Yeah.
I'm going to just go ahead and guess it was the show.
Yeah, probably mostly the show. Yeah, I think that I will blame the show because my problem with it is I just haven't enjoyed where the plot has gone.
You're still the same, Matt Fondelier.
Yeah.
You still seek winter.
Mm-hmm. And pleasure.
And pleasure.
And pleasure.
He seeks winter. Well,
no,
he found it.
He enjoys winter. He seeks pleasure. Dawson, I think I see where you're coming from, but I think that if in an alternate universe – the fifth season of this show had come out in a time where Matt was still single, living with a few dudes with a 10-foot Arrested Development poster on the wall of his house, he'd probably grind through it and pretend to like it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's probably true.
That bums me out.
But you would still like it at the same level, though, correct?
I mean, let's not debate the philosophies of how much I would theoretically like something.
No, I think we're digging into some real interesting stuff.
It's a little too heady,
here.
I think, for what we usually discuss on this show. I know nothing's off topic.
Or don't discuss, apparently. Shots fired. Did you guys know that there's someone out there besmirching our good name?
What?
Another podcaster out there talking shit about the water cooler.
Really?
Yes.
No news is, I mean, there's no such thing as bad press. Talk away.
I kind of like that.
It's a fair point.
Talk away.
You're talking about us.
Who's throwing the shade?
Let's not give them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not give them.
They're talking about us. We don't
talk
about
us.
I don't care who they are.
Continue to talk about us. Thank you.
Good move, gentlemen.
Good move.
Let's move on.
Yes. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's right, guys. I love it. We have a united front here at the water cooler.
Bubba boys, stick together.
Wow, you got guard dog on that one, bro.
Yeah, that was just a little anger.
A wide range
Showing
of dogs.
Matt went shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wide range.
I love it. There is another podcast that's talking S, but I don't care.
Don't care.
I will continue
on.
Keeping on.
Yep.
You know who you are. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't even give him that.
Matt.
Yo.
Speaking of other podcasts, though.
Yo.
Matt has some news. What? Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about...
Wait, let me guess. Matt's pregnant. I thought we were going to say that for the end of the show.
Dawson, we were going to say it.
He was going to do the same outro that...
Definitely not.
...that Kalen and Gary did. But Matt, what's going on with Sword and Scale?
So, we mentioned...
Adnan Syed killed this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. That was what the latest that we had heard was that Sword and Scale, and therefore Sword and Scale Rewind.
Matt's other podcast.
My other show that I would do stories for... was no more. But since we last recorded, Sword and Scale started back up, with a different host.
Ooh. Whoa.
But I'm pretty sure it's still the same like writers and producers, so it's still like the same script basically. But now there's a woman, her name's Trisha Griffith, I think is her name, and she runs a, like, it's called Web Sleuths, which is a true crime forum that's basically like the Reddit of specific to true crime.
Mm.
And she's popped up in lots of episodes of Sword and Scale over the years. She's like a contributor kind of.
Mm.
So the show is back on and now you just don't hear Mike Boudet. So it's a little bit different. It's going to take some getting used to, but you know, it's really just about the content of the stories.
So you don't get to hear that guy say cunt at every podcast?
That's correct. Okay.
You do if you pay for the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're, I mean, I think they're still kind of trying to figure it out, but what it means is that Sword and Scale Rewind, we're back on again.
Hey.
So,
that is the best news
I'm really
I've heard
excited
all week.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I've been prepping an episode that's, it was like a national case about this super wealthy couple where you find out in the end that like the husband put out a hit to have his wife killed, but he like presumes his innocence the entire time. But in the unraveling of this case, you find out that he was leading like a double life, and he also was into like BDSM and was known as Master Bob and owned all these properties with secret sex dungeons underneath them. It is fucking crazy. So I'm very excited to have that show open back up again.
Yeah, because this isn't the guy from the Broadcom or whatever, is it?
From the romantic comedy, what, Broadcom?
No. The big chip maker, like one of their founders, was found to have like all these secret sex dungeons.
It might be. It was okay. A story of national story,
BDSM
probably.
Is?
Yeah, it's bondage.
Yeah, like bondage. Yeah, S&M kind of stuff. But anyway, it's a crazy case.
Yeah. So let me explain the Cinderella story. Years ago, Matt Fondelier comes on this very show and says, guys, there is this podcast that I've been listening to, Sword and Scale. It's the creepiest, craziest shit I've ever heard. To the point where when you would talk to Matt outside of this show, you'd say, oh, Caleb's running a little late today. Really? Is he okay? Where is he? Matt was weirdly worried about everybody. It like changed who he was.
It did.
Because it was so strong. And anyway, Matt spreads the word, tells Lynette and Stephanie about it. They get in touch with Mike Boudet. They start a show, which Matt produces and then becomes the talent on the show. And now here he is after it got canceled and brought back. But what were you going
to
say?
I'm realizing we bring this all full circle now. Because you're right. Once I started listening to Sword and Scale, it did change me. And I did become a new person. And perhaps that is why I am no longer enjoying Arrested Development.
Now listen.
Thank you. Good night.
I am concerned
and
confused by people who like this shit. Matt's one of them. My wife is among them. Mm-hmm. The people who like and can consume this true crime stuff, it scares me because I recently listened to an episode of Sword and Scale. I was compelled to by a friend. A friend asked me to. And I listened to it on the drive home. And the rest of my night was like thoroughly impacted because I just could not get this shit out of my head.
So it must be really good.
It is really great. That's
it is good.
It. It's
but
awesome.
Like, you know, the episode I listened to had probably 14 to 15 minutes of one of this murderer's his lone survivor who got away, like telling her story. And it's just I don't know, man. It's not
run.
I don't think
I
it's
might
for
give
me.
That a try.
I've
Dawson,
listened,
you would like it. It's pretty
probably
good.
Would.
I've listened to a couple episodes of Sword and Scale before, and I will say it's definitely not boring. I mean, I'm not really into this stuff either, but
no,
as you're listening to it, I mean, I pretty much go and do all my investigating on the computer as I got to see what the killer looks like, I got to see what the victims look like, I got to see what the scenario is like, and it makes me want to go and research it more.
I'm not a fan of this show because it's made my life a little bit harder, and I'll tell you how. Matt's office, the way his office is laid out is his desk does not face, or when he sits, he doesn't face the door. So every time you walk into his office, his back is to you. And he has his headphones on. He's probably listening to Sword and Scale.
Not true.
And
I'm editing. I'm listening to Ace on the House.
But this is at the end of the day or something. But anyway, I walk in, and every single time, I have to come up with a way to get Matt's attention without scaring the living bejesus out of him.
I'm not normally a very skittish person, but especially when you're editing audio, Dawson, you can attest to this, you get like in your own head and all you're really thinking about is what's on that screen in front of you and what's in your ear. And when an outside force comes out, even if it's just like, hey, what's up, dude? I jump out of my seat.
That's happened
a number of times. It used to happen.
So, Chris, I found the solution to this problem. I don't think that it's a solution that will apply to you, but I have found that if you go up to Matt's door frame, which is made out of metal, and tap it with your ring, that like weird sound will get him to turn.
I gotta get married first, then.
Yeah, get married, Chris.
Dang it.
You could try your knuckle. That might work.
I knock on the wall.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Try knocking before you enter, Chris. All right.
All right, fine. I'll try this knocking thing.
Yeah.
to get Matt's attention, but still making my day harder, which that's why I don't listen to Sword and Scale.
Well, you should listen to Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yeah,
new episodes.
By the way, Matt, I was very invested in this story. I talked about it with you off air, on air, and the way I found out that it was back is through a tweet.
That's how I found out about everything all the time, anyway.
But you wouldn't tell me.
Oh, I see. You mean when I tweeted, the show was back on.
I had to find it out through a tweet.
You know what? You recorded
an episode. You edited an episode. You released the episode.
Well, to be fair, it was recorded way before any of this shit went down. It's in the last episode that I posted is recorded probably 2.5 months ago. So I did not recently edit it or anything. All I did was change the date on the post.
It's okay. I do find.
But you're right. I should have told you.
It's okay. Twitter's the second way to get a hold of me. Yeah, I think I do find out a lot of things through Twitter.
You know, I'm gonna start doing that from now on. Be like, hey, buddy, you come in.
Yeah, please. Do you just want to communicate through Twitter?
Yeah,
more so than in real life.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. Speaking of Twitter, though, Gary, it's not an official tech talk, but he had some thoughts on Twitter, which I'm curious about.
Well, I want your guys' thoughts on this because Twitter was a very weird place for me this weekend or this week. The beginning of this week.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. And I want your take on whether or not you would do this. So what I learned this week, for those of you who don't know, there was a little bit of news involving Michael Avenatti. Go read for yourself. But what I learned this week is that when...
No, we should say it as much as we can. It's a buzzword. Avenatti. Avenatti. Michael Avenatti. Nike.
Lawyer.
All right. I need this. How does that shit work?
Does that get tagged and then...
So here's what I'm going to...
Is it really? Avenatti?
Cardi B.
No, definitely not. I think it's more the tag words that Chris puts in when he uploads. But whatever.
Mueller report. Someone's talking about the Mueller report.
Yeah, Mueller report. That's right.
BDSM.
It can't hurt. All right,
Devil's Triangle.
God, come on, guys. You're missing the audience. Boobs. So no. What I learned this week is that when people on Twitter are angry with a celebrity, I presumed that they would tweet at Mark Garagus, you're a piece of shit. But in reality, what a large piece of the population on Twitter does if they're angry at somebody is they go to their page, they go to their most recent tweet, and then they click reply and then give their thoughts there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the case of Mark Garagus, who was involved in this Avenatti thing, his last tweet was promotion for Reasonable Doubt that had been done over the weekend on Saturday. So I opened up my Twitter app on Tuesday at about, I don't know, 2 p.m., and if I hadn't known what was going on in the news, it looked like there was about 300 people telling me I was a scumbag and a piece of shit and I should go die because it just tags everyone who was tagged in that last tweet. Would you guys ever do this? Days of Thunder Reddit? I'm positive. The Days of Thunder Reddit hates me too.
I'm kidding.
One of the guys of the Days of Thunder 100th episode was like, hey man, I'm John. I talk a lot of shit about you on Reddit. It's like... I was like, what do you want me to say to that, man? I think I literally was like, I assume people on Reddit aren't like you. And he was like, oh, okay.
Gary, I seem to recall this happened on the cruise, too.
Yeah, well, on the cruise, the cruise is a little different because the guy who was talking shit about me did not seek me out. He was talking shit about me to others, and a third party who he was talking shit to found me and was like, hey, that guy wants to talk shit about you.
Hey, it was Casey Peters, huh?
No. Probably.
Had to have been.
Yeah, Gary's the one that told me to stop looking at Reddit and everything because
every Reddit stream sucks.
It was killing me. they were just lynching me.
I cautiously look at my Twitter comments these days. I mean, it's all
got some haters.
It's all off the board.
But Gary, these weren't even directed to you.
No, they weren't. But it was. It made my Twitter quite an interesting place.
Yeah,
Would you guys ever do that? Like, if you were mad at somebody, would you go to their Twitter feed, find the most recent tweet, and reply to it?
I've never done that. I've never even done the collateral damage.
Yeah. Everyone gets a reply.
No, but I'm saying, Dawson, if I thought you were a piece of shit, I'd just go, hey, at Los Angeles, you're a piece of shit.
But they're replying to a tweet. It's too many keystrokes for them.
But what I'm saying is they're taking the extra step to go to his page, find the most recent tweet, and reply specifically to that when the whole compose tweet button, as Matt is famous for, is right there. So what's with the taking of the two extra steps? Just seems weird to me.
Yeah. It's a few extra clicks.
It probably comes across in their Twitter feed.
I know why.
They see a particular tweet that has everybody on it.
They click on it and hit reply to it.
They comment on it.
Yeah. I know why, Gary. The reason being... is because that becomes a comment form to where other people will happen upon it. Whereas if you're a guy on Twitter and you just compose it, it's a lot harder for someone randomly to see it. But
yeah,
if you
yeah.
reply to a guy's tweet that already has
Add
a little
all your
bit of
Twitter
heat,
followers together and
they,
all those
they
people,
all,
yeah.
They will all see it if they click on that tweet. You know what I mean?
I do, but you're limiting the number of people who will see it because only your followers that also follow the first name tagged in that tweet will see it.
No, unless you go, unless you're going to Mark Garagus's Twitter
True,
and
if
you expand.
You're going to Mark Garagus's
Twitter. But there's no way you're going to find it if that person just composed it and sent it out.
I guess.
So you want a reply.
Well, yeah.
But I've never done it.
No, he says this isn't an official tech talk.
Because there's no joke. I have never done that. I've never even done the thing where I've tagged a company because they had bad customer service. Like, oh, at American Airlines, you are terrible. This is the worst flight ever. Like, I can't do it. It's just not in me.
I have written an email to a customer service before.
Yeah.
But I've never, like, publicly shamed a company.
Yeah, or but I had a friend that did talk – like, he was, like, trolling a celebrity. Very awkward. Very weird.
What celebrity?
I think it was Conor McGregor.
That's a ballsy celebrity to pick to troll.
Well, I mean, you're socked in the face.
Yeah, you're on the internet. You couldn't be farther away. And it was just really weird because I followed him. So I saw all of his tweets. And it was just hurtful, horrible stuff. It was weird. It's like, who is this guy?
A lot of haters out there. Man. A lot of
Calm
crazies.
Down, Nick.
Yeah. That's where my head went to.
No, he loves Conor. He would never do that.
No, he wouldn't.
And I will never forget when Nick told me that he was going as Conor McGregor for Halloween, and for probably 2 weeks, I thought he was going as Ewan McGregor, and I could not understand what that actually meant.
On the next Hunger Games.
Well, that was. I also, when he announced
that
he was
Conor
going.
Was any better.
I know, but still, it was really funny. Like,
yeah, I don't know if you were standing there, but when he told me he was going as Conor McGregor, I said the same thing. I asked about one of Ewan McGregor's movies.
Yeah.
And he made fun of me about it for the next 6 months.
How would Nick fare in the Hunger Dome?
Pretty well.
You think so? I mean,
I don't think
he's scrappy.
I don't really think there's a lot Nick's not willing to do in the name of victory.
Yeah, to get there. Yeah.
Like Nick's the kind of guy you don't want to end up in a street fight with because he's gonna do whatever he's gotta do to survive.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
I remember one time we had a weight loss challenge on the show. It was me, Kalen, and Nick. And I needed Nick to do a task, and he's like, oh, I'm busy, I can't do it. And then so I have Kalen do it for the show, and I look on the security cameras because we have the cameras up in the air, and he's wearing a full-on trash bag and skipping rope in a parking lot. That was his task, and he lied to me just so he can keep cutting weight and sweating it out because we had the weigh-in that day. I couldn't believe it. I was livid. But I admire it, though.
Nick also famously cut weight, I think it was with Conor McGregor, with one of the UFC fighters in solidarity. There was a UFC fight coming up. He's like, I'm cutting to 145 with Conor.
Yeah.
It's badass. I like it.
Yeah, so he's determined, and I like that about a person. So good on you.
It's a little psychopath, though. It's a little bit psychopath.
Oh, yeah, sure. But
it's not normal behavior, but I respect it.
Love you, Nick.
It's fine. It's fine. Now, Gary and I had a nice Friday night. We were at the farmer's market in Los Angeles. What happened was we were doing a live podcast. It was the 100th podcast of that previously mentioned show, Days of Thunder. We did it from just a regular table at the bar at the farmer's market.
Farmer's Market Friday.
That's right. Which, by the way, we should start up something like that again, right, Dawson? I'd never experienced it, but...
Just not at the farmer's market. It's too
far.
Much of a pain in the ass to get out there.
Oh, God, that drive, me and Chris both agreed that drive at 5 p.m., it started at 6, so we had to come from Glendale to the Grove, which is a mere 7.4 miles away.
I was
going to
say like an hour and 10.
It was an hour and 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible drivers.
Oh, God, the worst.
I was driving. Well, anyway, what Dawson's referring to is KLSX days. They did farmer's market Fridays where... After the show, every Friday, they go to the farmer's market and hang out and have beers. And it was a nice morale booster.
I think
we
maybe,
all got drunk and bullshit.
Maybe like Americana Fridays?
That'd be nice. I mean, this is kind of like farmer's market Fridays for us, but we should
get
out
of
people.
Viva. They got a nice outdoor
Wednesday. That'd be cool.
Water cooler Wednesday. Look at Matt with the branding.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but that's Wednesday.
How did I not think about that?
We can do water cooler Wednesday on Friday.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure something out. But anyway.
Hey, dude, tomorrow's Friday. What are you doing? I don't know, man. Well, it's Water Cooler Wednesday. Sweet.
That's never going to get confusing.
But this is, Water Cooler Wednesday. We're...
Do Resume Sunday.
By the way, the drinks you're hearing popping right now, some Stellas. Those mini cans, which I like. I love those mini cans of Stella.
That's incorrect.
Why?
They're terrible.
You don't like them?
We were just complaining about them before the show.
Actually,
I love them.
Check them out. I'm going to give you the plus side of the mini cans. You're never going to get to that bottom sip that you forgot to drink. That tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This beer, you will definitely drink every single sip of it. I like these half cans.
These are half cans.
Over in your cup holder.
They're slim.
That is true.
Oh, we edit something.
I just wanted to see if anyone would get it.
Don't you have a robot to hold your beer for you when you drive?
I do not.
What is your beef with these skinny cans?
These goddamn Belgians are being stingy. They're charging me the same. They're charging me the same price for 11 ounces. This is bullshit.
I gotta have two cans.
Yeah, yeah.
They're 11 ounces. What is this,
Kalen?
I've never had these actual Stella ones, but the like Bud Light ones, the mini cans.
I am not against the form factor whatsoever. The form factor is fine, and these are actually even better for like a golf cart. They fit in the cup holders better, so they don't tip over and whatever. But the 11-ounce can, I think, is some bullshit.
I think that's some bullshit too.
Yep.
Matt has a Twitter. That was some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. TWBS.
Oh, that's right.
That's funny.
I remember that.
Oh, my God.
That show's off the air now. It got canceled.
It might come back. Who knows? Maybe I'll check alert. Matt's Twitter, and he'll let me know through there.
Maybe Adnan Syed will kill somebody in prison, and then Matt will bring back there will be spoilers.
Yeah. Anyway, so Gary and I went to the farmer's market. I'm all over the place today. Stella beer and also gin and tonic in a can, thanks to Durham Distillery sent to us.
Whoa. Durham.
Thank you, Lee at Durham.
Now, they make good gin. Buy gin.
Yeah, big gin. So yes, gin and tonic in a can, ready to drink cocktail. That's what I'm having. It's delightful. Now, farmer's market. So Gary tweets out, "We're going to be at the farmer's market. Anybody could come is welcome." And we set up a...
By the way, this is Thursday, 11:30 p.m. that I finally tweet this out. Like, yeah. We had told people we were going to do the 100th episode at some point next week, but we gave people about 18 hours notice.
Mm-hmm. People came from all over. They sat down with us. Anyway, we did the podcast. You can hear it. It was a blast. The mics turn off, and we're about to record our second episode. And we get stopped by the security. Like a guy's tapping on my shoulder because I have these mics that we're seeing here right now in the studio, we have a nice little portable studio because I didn't want to use the lavs. I called Gary that morning. I don't want to use the lavalier mics because it's so loud there. The audio is always terrible. Let's use real.
We made an executive decision.
Yeah, so I brought the real mics and
we did not tell the Davis about that.
Yeah, they drew attention. Everyone who walked by taking pictures, asking us what's going on here. That's
what's the name of the podcast? Funny.
Yeah, what's the name of the podcast? It's great advertising.
Yeah.
And so the security guards come up to us and they tap my shoulder and go, you can't be here. Do you have a permit? And
we're an hour and 15 minutes into recording at this point. Yeah. We've had multiple security guards walk by us and not bat an eye.
Yeah. So,
but this guy's got a beef.
Yeah, he's like, you can't be here. You don't have a permit, blah, blah, blah. And Dave Damashek goes, Chris, get him out of here. Let's figure something out.
So Chris, I'm sorry, let me take over. So Chris starts a performance worthy of an Oscar. Chris just immediately is like, yeah, no, I talked to Joel and Matt. And the guy's like, well, I know Matt. You want me to call him? Chris's like, yeah, call him.
Yeah. So
just stone face. Just like, no, this is good. We have a permit. We've been cleared. Like call Matt.
No, what I did was I did this. I said, they said you need a permit, and I said we're not filming anything. No, but you have gear. You need a permit. You can't be doing stuff here. It's without gear. And I said I went over to the permit office. They said if we're just audio, we don't need a permit. They want to write a permit, but they have no permit for this. It's just audio. It's only filming. They have filming permits. Who did you talk to? I talked to Joel and then they didn't know him and Matt, and then they're like, oh yeah, I know Matt.
Oh, so lucky.
Oh my god! All right. Oh, which, by the way, Matt is my go-to name whenever I do something like that. There's all for everybody listening. If you're trying to get out of something, there's always a Matt.
There's usually
in
a
good
white guy
high
named
position.
Matt.
Yeah,
yeah, right. There is.
It doesn't work for me though.
You talk
just
to me.
Here. I talk to Matt.
Just not sir. Yeah. We know your name is Matt.
Well, hey, oh someone's my God. Trying to sneak into an Adam Carolla event. Well, I talk to Matt. Oh, okay. We know.
Yeah. What if somebody does that to you God, to Matt Fondelier at a show?
Yeah, exactly.
But nobody would call him Matt. If we would, the Spidey sense would immediately go off as someone said, hey, dude, I talked to Matt. You're like, DeAndrea doesn't have anything to do with this show.
That's right.
There you go.
So I said, I talked to Matt. Oh, I know Matt. I'm going to give Matt a call. And I go, yeah, you do that. And so he gets out his phone, and I'm thinking, all right, I don't
know.
Here we go. I don't know how much. I'm just trying to stall them while they're recording, and I'm talking to security guards, and I'm trying to get on the phone with Matt. So he has his phone out, his flip phone, and he's talking like, hey, I got this guy named Chris here, and I'm like, give me the phone. I'm keep reaching for the phone. Like, let me talk to him. And the guy's like, he wouldn't let me. He kept avoiding me, not letting me talk to him. Because my thing was, if I could just talk to Matt, I can explain myself. The guy, it's 8:30 at night. It's Friday night. Just get out of his hair. We're just gonna get out of his hair. Like, look, we're just doing this. It's harmless. Whatever. I hope you have a good night. Sorry to bother your day off. Thank you. But the guy would not give me the phone. So he's like, and then he hangs up the phone. He looks at me and goes, Matt has no idea who the fuck you are.
Oh, man.
And I thought, all right, well, it's over. Jig is out. And now he said, but we need your ID. And I thought, why do you need my ID? Because you're here without a permit. We have to fine you. We need your ID. And now I'm thinking, you've got to be effing kidding me. I told him, I don't want to give you my ID. I'm not going to give you my ID. Can we just stay here? And they're like, fine. they're like, fine, but you have to stop recording. And we could finish our beers and just hang out. I mean, I said we were all just friends, like at a reunion. And
yeah.
We're just exchanging stories, and I wanted to capture them for my own personal use, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, fine, you can finish your beers and hang out. So so I go back.
He must have never heard of podcasts before if he bought that.
So I go back, and the guys are recording, like, hey, Chris, how'd it go? And I said, we got to pack it up. Because there are now two security guards are watching me. So I don't want to keep recording while they're watching.
That
so
would just be rude.
I'm packing up the mics. I'm thinking we're calling it. We're done. And then Feeney looks at me and Gary goes, oh, we're not done. You guys got to find a new spot for us.
Figure it out.
So we pack up all the mics, and Gary and I go scouting. We go scouting, and we're walking around the farmer's market trying to figure out where we're going to record next. These guys are on our tail.
Yeah.
And we go up the stairs to the food court. And we're just walking around looking for a corner. Every spot's taken. Every spot looks like a spot where we'd get in trouble.
Well, and here's the other thing that we should mention for those who weren't there. We were loud. I mean, there was, you know, it's a lot of people doing podcast voice, you know, trying to talk into a mic. And then there's basically an audience. And every time a joke is cracked, everyone laughs.
Or applauds. Right?
Or applauds or goes, oh, like, so it's. When we went into the upstairs, we were now inside where it was going to be even louder.
So for all they know, you could have sold tickets to this event. Their venue.
For all they know.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is a whole high school reunion with people
events.
Of varying ages.
If they were on Twitter, it would have been over for us.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
So Gary and I go upstairs, and as we're going, this guy's closing the door. He's just like finishing up cleaning this like meeting room where they have AA meetings and whatever. Just this extra
the community room.
Community room, they called it. And I peek in there, and he's like, oh, you can't be in here. He's like kicking me out.
I talked to Matt. It's all right.
I should have
tried that.
Oh, I don't want to.
Matt,
I don't
it's
want,
another call.
Who is this? Hey, we'll arrest him. So the guy in there, that's like a janitor. He said, I'm cleaning up. There was just a meeting in here, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, all right, whatever. And he locks it up.
And I start to walk down the stairs because we're done. You know,
we're
like
done.
Whatever. You know, everyone's had their beers. They're in their cups. We'll just go back down. We'll explain to them. You know, we're done for the day. Like we got a good episode out of it. You know, we're good. And I walk down the stairs, and I get about halfway down the stairs. It's got a landing in the middle. It's like an L-shaped staircase, and I'm standing on the landing, and Chris is standing in this no man's land, kind of in between me and the room. So he's closer to the stairs, the room's behind him, and he's just got this shifty look in his eyes. Like he's trying to figure something out. Like someone just gave him a math problem and he's trying to figure out how to get to it. And then all of a sudden, I see him turn right and he heads to like this little service area. And the next thing I know, out he comes with the gentleman who we had just seen closing up the window or the room, the community room. This gentleman, by the way, probably in his 80s. I mean, he was seasoned. And I see Chris reach into his pocket, pull out a 20 like he's fucking Don Draper, and grease the guy, and he lets us into the fucking room.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
And he was apologizing to me.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, it's so dirty. It was not
Yeah,
dirty.
Sorry, it's so messy in here. I didn't arrange it.
What did you tell the guy?
We didn't tell him nothing. We let Jackson do the talking.
I just went and said, hey, are there any more meetings there tonight? I knew
right,
the answer
president?
Was no because the schedule is posted on the door.
And he goes, just locked the door.
Yeah, and he just locked it. And he goes, I don't know. There might be. And I go, actually, there's no meetings. I looked at the schedule. What would it cost to be able to use the room? And he goes, oh, you have to go to the office. Is the office open? No, it's closed. All right, then what would it cost to make his
Chris is unbelievable.
And then he kind of picks up what I'm putting down.
Yeah,
he's like, don't know how long you need it. And I just say, oh, we just need it for like an hour here. And I just get, show him a 20. He takes it and he's like, all right, follow me. And then just lets me in the room, apologizes for being messy. And,
hero.
We got to use the room. And now,
how many people are in the room?
What, 12.
12, 12, 13 people. And I didn't turn on the lights because I didn't want, because it's all windows. All windows. And I didn't want to draw attention. So we did a podcast in the dark. And it turned out the days were just.
Podcast in the dark.
The days
Sounds
were just.
Like Bird Box.
Podcast in the dark.
And it's completely true. Sheck and Feeny were just so wasted that we didn't even air it. And Gary and I are sitting there as everybody's just drunk, slurring. Everyone's speech is slurred, everything. And Gary and I are looking at each other the whole time going, we can't air this. There's no way we're ever going to air this.
We're literally texting each other like, this will never see the light of day. Yeah. I don't know why we're sitting here.
And then in my head, I'm like, worst $20 I ever spent then. God, are you kidding me? But it was just funny. It was just funny. And
I'm really impressed with you, Chris.
Here's the moral of the story.
It's a great story.
If you want to make it happen, just make it happen. Kalen knows. He works on the Koi Pond. We give that message all the time.
Yeah.
Just make it happen.
Don't take no for an answer.
And Matt is the name I used to get into Warped Tour through the back. We did. We talked to Matt, and Matt totally worked. And then we said, "Oh, we'll give him a call." And we called my friend Matt and said, "Hey, Matt, we're trying to get into Warped Tour, and they're not letting us in." And he just jumps into character. And we hand the phone over, and it's Matt Egger, the comedian. And he's just like, "Why aren't you letting them in?" And he's like yelling at the security guard to let us in.
Well,
and we got
incredible.
In.
So, Chris, here's the thing:
all Matts are in authority. Just letting everybody know. If your name's Matt.
Pretty
you might be getting some weird calls.
So the Matt Principle.
So Matt Principle. Yes, like the Matt Principle.
Like
absolutely.
Trademark. The only thing I would say that
just because you say
yeah, I know. I don't know if that's legally binding, Matt.
Tell and it you, to the judge, you, by have, you can't just say trademark after someone else's idea.
Tell that to the judge.
You should also tell that to Rob Riggle because he frequently does that.
Trademark
Rob Riggle. Chris, the only thing I would say that could have improved the plan is if you're ever in that scenario again and you'd successfully get the security guard to give you the phone, you don't try to explain to that guy. You pretend that that guy is giving you approval no matter what he's saying on the other end and then hang up and hand the phone back.
Oh, that's completely true. Yes. That's right. That's just a step deeper.
No matter what he's saying. Yep. All right, cool. Great. Thanks. I'll let him know. Click. Yeah. Hand it back to security guard. We're good.
I'm already, that deep into a lie.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Just go all the way.
Yeah, he's right.
But it was a hell of a night. All the people who came out were great, nice fans and hung out with us. And I swear to God, I think every single fan bought a bottle of rosé.
Yeah.
Like every single one. And there was not a drop of booze left at the end. So that means that like we went through – way over 10 bottles of rosé.
Sounds like the parties my wife has with her girlfriends.
It was aggressive, but it was a hell of a night.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that is the story of Daves of Thunder Live. Now, there's something I wanted to try with you guys, if you don't mind. What I like about the water cooler, what I like about this show.
Look, Chris, I don't want to play the secret touching game, okay?
Dawson, this whole game is around you.
Well, it's around everybody, actually. See, this show's very hip. We talk about Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We drink beers. We hang out.
Those are the hip things
hip.
To do. Hang out.
Talk
what do
about
you do,
Twitter
man?
And
what
drink
do you do?
Beer.
Yeah, hang out.
That's what the kids are.
I drink beer.
Drink beers, and we talk about Twitter. Well, Fox News, actually, it's not even Fox News. Every news outlet has posted the top 20 slang words that the kids are using these days. And I actually know what a lot of these mean, but I want to see if all of us know them. Is that all right?
Yeah.
How are we going to do this? Easy. So we just rapid fire, yay or nay?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say it and just tell me what it means.
Well, I think that...
Oh, so you want us to tell what it means. Okay.
Well, no. I don't think we should do it that way because I think we should just first identify who knows what it means. And then if one person doesn't, we explain it to them.
Okay.
There is no show prep, everybody.
This is actually well planned.
Yeah, this discussion was planned. Gary and I rehearsed this.
Cut this part and then edit it at the very beginning.
Right.
So that it sounds like a pre-show meeting.
Right. I like that.
It'll be really confusing.
what? Then it wouldn't be water cooler.
There's only 11 ounces of beer in these cans.
All right. So here are the most... They call it the most annoying slang terms. I don't think they're annoying. I think they're pretty...
I think to the Fox News crowd they're aiming for, they're annoying.
I think they're pretty dank. So that's
good.
We'll just go ahead.
All right. What are they?
So number one, we all know this one. I put money. We all know this one. Goat.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's lame.
It's lame?
Totally lame.
Greatest of all time. Yeah, goat. A, the goat. He's yeah. the goat. No, she's the goat. I'm the goat.
I know. It's lame.
Goats, though, I mean...
I'm probably going to agree with 100% of this list.
Oh, yeah. How... Oh, you. I know you will, Dawson.
Told
but,
you.
But the animal, the goat, I mean, props to them for really just...
That's branding.
Yeah, just branding I mean. Themselves. They really
stock,
came up in this. They
the went stock from, level in goat has gone way up.
Yeah.
They went from a term synonymous with your butthole... to synonymous with the greatest of all
what's
time.
That?
Your butthole?
I'm not understanding this either.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Sorry. It's a good
test.
Whatever.
Yeah. The only thing I heard about the goat before that was when you would bend over and share your balls from the back.
There you go.
But you do
the goat. Oh, the goat from waiting.
From waiting.
Yeah,
yeah,
from waiting. That's right.
By the way,
I forgot about that.
Don't miss Waiting 2 featuring our boss, Adam Carolla.
Oh.
You can miss that one.
No, I'm trying to add some residual.
Waiting 1 is great.
Waiting 1 is great.
Okay, Dawson.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna hate this one.
Mm-hmm.
Bay.
Oh, that's
he's my
bay. Pretty lame. It's pretty
She's
lame.
My bay.
I know that one.
It's really lame.
Matt, do you know this
I
one?
I don't understand.
I not only know it, but I've used it in Scrabble.
In Scrabble.
You can't
How
use it in Scrabble.
You?
It works in Words with Friends.
It does?
Yeah, it does.
God.
BAE, bro.
But you know what it stands for? It stands for something.
You got a lot of vowels, you got lots of A's and E's.
Do we know what it stands for though?
Ready to go. Before.
It stands
else.
For
before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Before
now
anyone
it's
else.
Super lame. Oh, I thought it was just people were. It was short for baby.
That's what I thought. No, it was just babe.
It's no, no. I didn't. Hey, before anyone else.
Before anyone else.
Oh, that's so fucking look at me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Keep it to
kids,
yourself.
Kids these days. When sending Natalia here, I'm using all these.
Jesus.
Words.
All right. Here's what you I'm starting to think now, Chris. Why are you burning all these right now? This is a new segment with Dawson.
The it all reminds me of that. What's that? That gif or picture of Steve Buscemi with like the skateboard, like hello fellow
hey, cool
kids. You know, it's so good. This one I think it's annoying. I don't really care for it because it's the same amount of syllables. You're not really shortening anything. But hangry. Oh, I guess it's because you're angry and hungry.
Yeah. That's correct.
I think that actually gets a point across. That one doesn't bother
no, that's
me so
hangry.
Much. I mean, it's lame. I've never said it and I will never say it, but
Here's where you
I
can,
get that it's a cost cutting tool.
Here's where
that, you know? It is. It totally
it
is.
It means hungry and angry.
Yeah, it is.
I accept that.
You know, I've used it actually.
This is
I
where,
usually will say I'm hungry and angry.
It's a good descriptor for a young child who is being unruly. Like when we use it, it made a lot of sense when we were using it like with my 3-year-old nephew who's like getting fussy and like it's because he hasn't eaten in a while.
There we go. Mm.
See, all this time
I'll go with that.
I've been misusing it. I thought it was horny and angry.
But I don't appreciate
it. I am pissed.
Well done.
And I want to fuck.
Matt. Yeah. For the win.
Matt told me he's hangry multiple times. Now I don't know how to feel.
Did you notice I winked at you, Chris?
Yeah, it's a lot less angrier than I thought.
And every time it flies down, it's so weird.
He's all right. Angry.
This next one. I don't really know what it means. I've heard it used because
Matt tells his wife, hey, I'm hangry. And she goes, all right, let's go to IHOP. And he goes, oh, kinky.
That's right. Ah.
Right? Pretty good.
That's right. Sexy.
IHOP.
This next one from the movie Eighth Grade. It's how she did her sign offs and all the her little video clips.
I got terrible. 25 minutes into that movie. Ugh. It was too depressed and turned it off.
Oh, it's a great movie. I love
it.
The slang is just.
Have you guys seen it? Eighth grade?
I have not.
What is it?
Eighth Grade?
No.
It's about it's just incredible. About a girl in eighth grade growing up in today's world with social media
really
and all
bad.
That stuff. It's
I
amazing.
Be, I would be wary. I would be wary of the 45 year old man. Who enjoys a movie called Eighth Grade.
It is fantastic. Absolutely on
it's
my top 10.
It's a fascinating
oh, really?
It's
yeah.
a fascinating yeah. look at what it must be like to be growing up in this age that
That's
you
right.
clearly it would be so different from your experience growing up because it's so different from all of our experience. it's a great movie, but
it's
geez,
like one
Christ.
Of the cringiest most yeah. like uncomfortable
very
like
yeah.
So is it like
That's what
kids?
It felt like being in eighth grade. It's
it
perfect.
It is a 2018-19 version of Kids. But a little different. It's not so much with the gritty. It's just you're being smacked in the face with reality, like really hard.
Yeah.
But her slang thing, I know where you're going with it.
So it's kind of a
mindfuck.
Yeah.
Awful.
Like the beginning. Let me tell you about this movie. So all right. Opens. It opens with her putting on all of her makeup, and just getting herself looking really good. And then she goes into bed and she takes a selfie, like just woke up.
Yeah.
And she has to post that.
And when she's doing the makeup, by the way,
the
she's
anxiety.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety.
I don't think I can get through this movie.
That's a whole hours. Movie.
Is this a new movie or old? How have you all
movie.
Seen this? Is it streaming?
It's, yeah. Yes, it's.
I'll
like,
watch it with you guys if you want.
I think
it got snubbed at the Oscars.
I think it's on Amazon Amazon Prime Video or something. It's on one of the streaming services, but it's made by a.
We can cruise to the bar one night, record a podcast in the garage, and put it on the TV.
I'll watch it.
Watch eighth grade.
You know, boys' night. Watch.
I'll watch it, but I don't want to do it alone. Weird. That seems like it, I might kill myself after.
It's pretty sad. It's directed by a comedian,
Bo Burnham. Yep. Burnham.
Yeah.
Burnham.
Burnham.
Burnham. Yeah. So the whole movie is that. It's great. I am a fan, but she closes off. So she does these self-help videos like that she does for nobody, an audience of zero, but she hopes that someday there'll be an audience. And she tags at the end, her tag is, "All right, thanks for watching. Gucci." And that's how she says bye. That was her sign off. And I guess kids are using that these days.
That's the next word on the list.
That's right.
Gucci.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the company.
I think I know this one.
I was fascinated by it because she says it in the movie no less than 20 times. She says Gucci. And I was like, what is that? And I looked it up, and it's apparently something that her and her friends, excuse me, were actually saying all the time. And so they put it into the movie.
Oh, so it already was a word.
Yeah, it was just something that her and her friends were actually saying. But in the context of the movie, it always felt to me like it was like her version of being like plastic. She was trying so hard to be like popular to try to relate to these other girls. So she would say Gucci to try to like show them how – hip she is, but it just made it.
So it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. Is there a definition for it? Because I didn't think
I don't have one.
Was. Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have one.
That sounds like that is what the definition is.
I think that's what it was.
So they
it's
just
supposed
made
to
it
be
up.
Like, it's just like style or whatever.
But well, the only thing, this one's tough. It's easy. No, I'm against it. however, language is arbitrary. And if these people chose a word to mean goodbye and just said, fuck it, we're doing this. And it caught on. Good kids.
It essentially means good.
Oh.
It's all Gucci. We're Gucci.
So it means like you're if you got like Gucci wrong. Gear or something, you know, you're on top of the world, you're spending money, you're looking slick. Please, you got a weird purse.
Please someone clip that drop it's of all Gucci. Saying it's all Gucci and I'll make it my text ringtone for him.
It's all Gucci.
I will have every time Kaelin texts me, please someone do that. Just email it to me.
I called Kaelin yesterday.
You know you have access to the archive, right, Gary?
I'm lazy.
Okay.
I called Kaelin yesterday just to talk. Just to talk Game of Thrones theories. I'm back in.
Oh, God. Oh, you guys are talking theories?
I didn't even want to say one.
He didn't want to hear mine.
Yeah. Yeah, Kaelin's not a...
All right. This next one. We all know. We'll just do a couple more.
Get a good one.
Well, I think we all know this one.
They're all good.
Dawson, you might know this one too. Ghost. I was ghosting her. I ghosted him.
Yeah, that one makes total sense.
Sure. You like it?
Yeah.
You're okay with it?
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, damn. Who are you ghosting, bro? Who are you ghosting?
For people who don't know, ghosting means murdering.
Yeah, turning them into a ghost.
Matt is just scoring. God, his podcast is back, and so is his sense of humor.
Fleek is one of them on Fleek.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That one's rough.
Just means
good too, right?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's good. Kano's hat's on Fleek. It's awesome.
That's fucking stupid.
Well, I don't know. Did you find this one out, Gary? Stussy?
Yeah,
it
I
used
forgot,
to be
a,
like a preppy yeah, kid's a fucking clothing
still
brand yeah. when I was in eighth grade.
It was preppy? I thought it was. Draw. I thought it was skater.
What
you
is
draw
that?
The S's.
Yeah, I thought that was. You ever did skate?
The Stussy S is those three lines, and you make an S.
Dawson
you make three lines.
I'm gonna blow his mind. Right
you
now.
Know it, Dawson. Everybody knows it,
but I just can't see it in my head right now.
Which is what I grew up calling.
We all did drawing on our binders.
I grew up calling a Stussy. You draw three lines.
Okay,
and then. It makes this just weird S that really, I don't know if everybody calls it a Stussy. I think the origins of it are actually
an S for.
Just to make it clear, I'm reading.
Here's what we used to draw on our binders.
All right, while you guys draw that,
I'm afraid.
I'm reading off of Urban Dictionary, but it says Stussy is an adjective that implies a mix between gangsta ghetto and preppy.
Oh, so we are all right.
I tried to draw the Van Halen logo just now, and I can't. I have no idea how to do it.
Do you hear Gary, though? He said Stussy is the in-between of gangster and preppy. Dawson said preppy. Kayla and I said it's a skater thing. So I think we all know what it was. We
so
just
it accomplished its goal.
Yeah, so we did it.
All so right. Why people are saying it still doesn't make any sense. So I that one sucks,
yeah,
too.
I have not heard what about people say
we'll just we'll do either. Three more, and then we'll do the rest next show. Okay.
I like that.
Dawson.
What?
That feeling when TFW. That's what it says, TFW, but it means that feeling when. That's a big thing, especially on Twitter.
I don't like it because it's about feelings.
Very valid.
Screw feelings.
That bro, feeling
it's
when.
Fucking stupid. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck feelings.
I don't, you know? Show me you in a bikini. Don't tell me how you feel.
The TFW.
Hot take.
I always felt like TFW, when I would see the tweets that would start with that, I could never remember what it was. And they're really like, there's no context in the rest of the message to ever help you understand what it means. So I just feel like I've had to look up what that means, Matt, on at least 10 different occasions.
Matt, SMH, SMH.
Okay, well, that one makes a little bit more sense.
SMH makes sense. I'll let
that
pass.
That was number 10. That was number 10. Shaking my head.
That's because that involves shaming. Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Now, this last one, Kalen has actually mentioned that he's been hearing this one a lot around his life. Throwing shade.
Yep.
Right?
I said that.
Was it not you?
I
thought it was you.
I don't know that.
Like, oh yeah, everyone, he's throwing shade.
I've said it.
Oh. Did you
I've said it.
Sorry, Dawson.
I say it. Yeah.
I've never said it. Shade. I'll never say it.
I probably said it
for
before,
people who dwell in the desert, man. Cool. Getting some shade thrown at him is a fucking good thing, bro.
Yeah, I think what makes it odd is the idea of throwing it. The idea of throwing the shade is what really kind of takes it out of being
what if
like
it's
a
girl?
Real thing.
Then it's like more like a toss.
Oh, let me do one more. Let me do
respect
one more.
Because
I just saw this one.
It's a weird like misogynist bit.
Respect all women.
Send me a picture of you in a bikini.
I have one more that I want to do just because I see this everywhere and I want to know your thoughts. Keeping it 100.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
I don't like it either. Too long.
I'm not fond of that one.
Keeping it 100 is long, and it is based on an emoji. You don't see somebody type in 100 with keystrokes. They have to use that same stupid red underlined emoji that we all know exactly what that looks like.
Chris has gone rogue, by the way. That's not on this list.
No, it is. If you look down, so we have 20 most annoying slang terms, and under that's the most commonly used slang terms, and keeping it 100 is definitely in there. And I don't like it, and people say it now.
People
so
do
you
say
see it,
it
written out, and then it became, so, oh, I'm hanging out with mom. You know, we just keep it 100.
What does that even mean?
What's wrong with
what
keeping
does that mean?
It real? Why can't we say keeping it real? It's way less syllables.
What does it mean?
It means you're keeping it 100% authentic, true, no lying, no jive. It's just we keep it 100.
Yeah, well, I guess 100% true. I guess they got to post it on Instagram so they can capture that moment because it doesn't come around very often.
You know what else keeps it 100? The water cooler.
That's true.
We do. That's right. Yeah. We
here keep it at 100 all the time.
You know, every time we do the show, I like to have a hot take. I like to take a stance. Last time we were pro puppy. We all announced and agreed that we are pro puppy.
Very controversial.
And now we took the very controversial stance of being pro puppy. And now I can say with the utmost confidence that we here at the Water Cooler, a united front, we keep it 100.
That's pretty lame.
So there we go. We'll get into more of these slang terms next week. And so that's what I'm saying. We're hip. Who needs Urban Dictionary when you got the Water Cooler? We're here to let you guys know how to speak in front of.
Well, I mean, these things should send all these things over to the Bean Scale. To first find out if they're fucking flickable or not, because
we should have put that in the pre-production meeting. We could have incorporated. You know, Chris, why don't you edit that part out? Getting up the show.
Yeah, Kalen only knows only two slang words: flickable, unflickable, and that's all he needs to know.
That's good.
And today will be no different. We'll get us some quick flick in the beam before we get out of here. Because I wanted to bump it again, but I don't want Kalen to freak out on me.
So it's quick. It's quick.
We will just get into it. So here we go.
What's on the bean scale?
Yeah, what's on the bean scale? I don't have my computer working right now, so fuck it.
All right, I'll just go into it. Netflix, The Dirt, Motley Crue story. I've been very disappointed by Netflix recently, so I was hoping that this was going to be garbage. Or I thought it was going to be garbage.
This movie, when you're selecting it on, I have the Roku, and when you select it, the slide of it is a guy just doing a line of coke. Can you show that?
No, how can you show that? It's Ozzy doing a line of ants.
Okay.
I didn't want to spoil that moment for you, Chris.
Well, it's not like the movie didn't happen before.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he had a rolled up like dollar bill and was just snorting something. It was
I think it's the same on Apple TV.
Crazy.
Oh, I think it has to do with like the parental settings. So you can like set it to kids mode.
What would it show?
And
probably a picture of them like dressed up with their guitars or yeah. something.
They just Photoshop the thing out.
You can't
out,
watch this movie on kids mode, that's for sure.
They turn it into a flower.
Anyway, it was directed by Jeff Tremaine, which I didn't even know, which is awesome.
Oh, is that the Jackass
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, Jackass okay. guy. Mm-hmm. And very Great. Fitting director for this movie, by the way, too. Machine Gun Kelly's Tommy Lee, Douglas Booth is Nikki Sixx, Daniel Webber is Vince Neil, and Ewan Rian.
You listed Machine Gun Kelly first. He's the star of this movie?
Well, I think Tommy Lee's the most recognized. Well, they're all kind of equally.
Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, I guess
Tommy
Nikki
Lee?
Sixx it might be a little bit more. They're all kind of the star. It's okay. It's not really super focused on one guy, although you could say Nikki Sixx. But I feel like, I don't know. And then as Mick Mars. By the way, Mick Mars, Ewan Rian, Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking perfect.
He's very good.
Perfect.
He's very good in the role.
How can you not hate him when you see him on screen, though, and just get
it
your
works.
Skin
you love, it well, works. For,
I love to hate him, and in this movie, I love to not hate him.
One of my favorite Game of Thrones characters.
He's,
no yeah, lie.
He's really, really great.
I keep it 100.
Oh, God. I really didn't know anything about, this band. Never listened to their music or whatever. But this movie's it's pretty fun. It doesn't take itself seriously at all. There's some funny bits. It's mostly just them partying and having sex. A lot of sex.
Mm.
A lot of sex, a lot of drugs, a lot of parties in this movie. Which, again, directed by Jeff Tremaine, made for a pretty okay combo. Wasn't bored during it. Learned a bit about Vince Neil, who I didn't know anything about, who had a pretty sad life, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But
I
think...
He picked it up, though. He's on Fleek now.
Jeez. But I'm glad that it's not horrible because, as I said, I was my trust in the Netflix has been strained lately. So I was very happy to see that this was a nice, fun movie that you're not going to take too seriously. But check it out if you have time because I think you'll enjoy it. It's fun. It's flickable at 6.9 out of 10 beans.
Wow, 6.9. Very very weird.
Just barely doesn't pass the yeah. school test exam.
But very water cooler of you to do 6.9. Yeah.
I mean,
like
if
that.
You had to pick from the 4 stars, who would you say is the GOAT?
Mm.
Acting-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would you say that Netflix is now your bay of streaming services? Because you're back.
That's what Bay is. Oh my God, that is so disturbing. I can't wait till I want to see who uses that and then just seethe and lose all
well,
respect.
Well, if you
for
haven't
that.
Already heard it or anyone say it at this
no,
point.
No, I've seen it. I've seen it around. I've seen it around, mm-hmm. but every now and then you'll see somebody that you hold in high regard use something like that, and you're like, oh my God, I just lost all respect for you.
That's not
because of that.
I think
that's
Dawson's just hangry.
That's not Gucci.
Man.
Which kind of hangry?
Matt winked at me again. I don't like this. I don't like this. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Somebody definitely is hangry. So let's go. I can't be in this room anymore.
Wow.
Kaylin, where do we go for you?
The Koi Pond. As always, check it out. It's
yes.
Great.
The Koi Pond. Gary.
Check out Offbeat. New podcast starting up from Podcast One. It's the head of A&R at Good Music, and one of the first few guests is going to be Zane Lowe,
Ooh.
The DJ over at Apple.
He does those Beats Music interviews that
yeah.
are incredible.
Yeah, he's
I'll watch any interview
he's
he does.
A very talented guy. So check that out. A lot of good guests coming up.
Yep, and follow Kaylin at Kaylin Bean. Follow G Patrick Smith at G Patrick Smith. And Matt, where can you go for you?
Follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier.
For the latest with Matt.
Yeah. And if you want to hear me talking to Chris about what we're going to do, you know, for lunch and stuff, you're probably going to start doing Twitter for that as yeah. well.
You can comment on our replies. Everybody will
there
see
There you
him.
Go.
Yeah, I'm going to start following that. Yeah. I follow that, but I'm going to – you better start doing that so I can get in on those lunch orders some days.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I never know what the cutoff line is, and some days
we're
I get
We're doing them
it,
a little
yeah,
earlier and earlier
yeah.
now. There's been All some right. mandates mm-hmm. laid down about when we're allowed to send people on lunch runs.
I think there might be
– Reasonably. Reasonable demands.
I think we may have to mandate that a couple other people here get on Twitter if we're legitimately doing this because the guys who generally do the lunch runs aren't on Twitter.
Oh, we'll figure it out. Oh, they might be on Twitter. We just don't know. They have secret burner accounts. But anyway, Matt, congratulations on Sword and Scale.
Rewind.
Thank coming
you.
Back.
Thank
and
you.
Chez Fondelet. That's yep. his other podcast about food. Don't
oh,
mix
yeah.
up the two. They're totally different.
That's right.
Very different.
Although, again, I have said before, Sword and Scale, sometimes we do cover cases where they eat their victims. So a little bit more yeah. of a crossover than you might think.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And follow Matt Fondelet, as he said. Dawson, where are you for you?
This Saturday, I'm going to be in San Diego doing the Booze and Book Club.
That's right.
At Brad Williams, part ownership Brewery, Thorn Street Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Barrio Logan location. Starts at 2 p.m. I'm going to read the bank robber's book up on game. Richard's going to be there with us. Do some Q&A.
Yeah, ask him anything. Out. He's really open.
Bark at him.
Yeah.
And I used to live in San Diego, so hopefully I see a bunch of old friends. Yeah.
And if anybody is wondering what these events are, they're just – they're really fun. They're laid back. Dawson does a great job reading like an intriguing chapter from the book. So it doesn't matter if you've read the book or not. You'll already be in. And you get to talk to the author and ask him questions afterwards. And it's a nice free-flowing conversation all night.
And the next one at 10 E is on Tuesday night. And this one, Buck Storm. I've talked to you guys about Buck Storm. He's singer, songwriter, preacher, fucking awesome dude. I read you some of his book.
Yep.
He's going to play a set.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of music after this. So we're really, there'll be some Q&A, but we're going to get right to an effing performance. I'm going to read chapter one, and then we're going to rock on. It's so good.
A cool. Night of
that's
entertainment.
That's Tuesday night at 10 E.
All right, there you go. Now, as for me, this Saturday, I'll be playing at the Chevy Chase Country Club. I hate the way they call it the Chevy Chase Country Club, because everybody's welcome. You don't need to be a membership. They should just call it the Chevy Chase Place. I don't know, but it's
Chevy
in Glendale.
Chase Place.
This Saturday, I don't know, like 7 p.m. to about 9. I'll be playing for a few hours, some acoustic jams. No R. Kelly covers, unfortunately. I don't think I'm allowed to do that anymore.
I think now is the time, bro.
I could do it now, huh?
He needs you more than ever.
Oh, so it's not if it's okay or not. It's I got to bring him back.
Well, I mean, just because it's like, say, I don't know, man. But
I'm not going to do it.
Song, if it's a good song, why should the good song die with it? It's like when somebody's dog bites somebody. You got to kill the owner. You know, you don't kill the dog.
It's true.
You know,
but this, yeah.
I mean, that's science.
We are pro puppy. You know, we're not pro owner.
Exactly. We're pro puppy. So we've made that stand, and we do not backpedal.
And also, so if you want to come to that, just let me know. I'll give you more details. Hit me up on Twitter, I guess, is where you go, or email me, whatever. And then
it's a great plug.
I don't know.
Hit me up on Twitter, email me, or whatever.
Or just come this Saturday, Chevy Chase Country Club. And on Tuesday, the second, the other night, Mike Dawson has an event. I'm doing an event in Long Beach at Cafe Sevilla. I'm also playing acoustic set there at 9:15. And some covers, some originals. We'll have some fun.
You can head on over there right after the Booze and Book Club.
How about that? Yeah. Make a night of it. Make a little bar crawl. Just drive safely.
Yeah.
And
across several counties.
Across Southern California.
Yeah. If enough people go, we'll get a bus.
There we go.
All right. So make sure to go to that. Now, this week, we also said we go over Kalen's letters to the old man and the sea.
Yes, we did.
We are still working on these letters. I've gone through hundreds of drafts. Nothing is just right yet, but we will go over it. And just a reminder, the old man has contacted Kalen, and Kalen has agreed to let us write back the response, or just write just something along the lines of, hey, you want to hang out or not hang out, go away kind of thing. So we'll all read our versions of it next week. And if you have a version, feel free to tweet us or email us or whatever and let us know.
Great plug.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We love keeping it 100 with you always. And until next time, Gucci.